Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Okay, so you've joined us for something really out there today. Imagine finding this old, like, water-stained folder. It looks like it's straight out of some Cold War archive, maybe.
Yeah.
And inside, a story that is just, well, bizarre doesn't quite cover it. We're talking tiny little figures, some kind of giant laser, and this shadowy person named Carrie. So our job today is basically to pick this thing apart. Is it, you know, some forgotten weird experiment or just a story someone made up?
Right. And that's the immediate challenge, isn't it? Trying to figure out if we're looking at a piece of buried history, however strange, or just pure fiction. Because the very first claim in these notes we've got is, well, it's pretty stunning.
It really is. So get this. New York City, 1965. There's this kid, Kevin. And like kids do, he explores this creepy old house nearby owned by this Carrie person. And what does he supposedly see in the basement? Tiny people in overalls and goggles working on a massive laser.
Exactly. Tiny people, a huge laser.
Yeah.
He runs home, tells his parents. They call the police, naturally. And just as you'd expect, the police pretty much write it off. Kid's imagination, you know, story over. Or so you'd think.
But that's not where the account ends. Because about a year later, things take a much darker turn. We have this other note claiming one of these little workers actually escapes Carrie's house, goes to a neighbor for help.
Whoa, hold on. An escape.
Yeah. And suddenly it's not just Kevin's word anymore. You've got someone else backing it up, someone apparently from the inside. That forces the police to take a second look. They can't just dismiss it now.
Okay. Now this is where it gets really wild. The police, they go back, they search Carrie's place properly this time. And according to this file, they find it, the underground room, just like Kevin said, tiny workers, the giant laser.
Right.
It's all supposedly there.
They find physical evidence. It seems impossible. But the report details the discovery.
I mean, that detail alone, whether the story's true or not, it just grabs you, doesn't it? It's so specific.
It is. The level of detail described in the file is striking. It's not just a vague mention. It describes this weird functional setup, which then leads to Carrie's reaction when they arrest her.
Right. Forget denial, forget shock. The file says Carrie just laughed, and supposedly said they were only weeks away from finishing the laser.
And the goal.
To end the world. I mean, seriously, you couldn't make this stuff up. That reaction alone, it just adds another layer of pure strangeness.
And yet, just to make things even more confusing, we have this other document mixed in here. It's actually labeled fictional narrative analysis.
Oh, what does that say?
It states pretty bluntly, and I'm quoting here, obviously the story is not real. So boom.
No.
Direct contradiction. We have this detailed, crazy story.
And then something else saying, nope, didn't happen.
Exactly. What do you make of that clash?
Honestly, that fictional narrative analysis note just screams hoax to me. Like, maybe the whole thing was some kind of elaborate prank that got documented weirdly. The details, tiny people, world-ending laser, it's just too cartoonish. It feels absurd. How does that fit with any kind of real, even top secret Cold War project? I just don't see it.
But hang on. Think about the time. The mid-60s. This was peak Cold War paranoia. People were genuinely terrified of secret government projects, doomsday weapons, unimaginable tech.
Yeah.
So even if this specific story is fiction, couldn't it be like tapping into those very real fears? Maybe it's a distorted echo of something real, some clandestine research just twisted into this bizarre form.
Reflecting the anxieties. Okay, I can see that angle. But it's still a massive leap, isn't it? From, you know, worries about nuclear war or secret spy tech to tiny guys in goggles building a doomsday laser in some lady's basement. It feels like it jumps the shark, even for paranoia. Where's the precedent?
It's definitely a stretch.
Yeah.
Which makes formulating a neat theory pretty difficult, especially when the sources themselves are fighting each other.
So how do we even start? If we ignore the fiction label for a second, what could this be?
Well, okay, let's play devil's advocate. Treat the core story as potentially having some kernel of something. Possibility one, Karaoke was seriously delusional.
Yeah.
Maybe she somehow staged this whole thing, convinced these workers.
Staged it with a giant laser and miniature people. The logistics seemed just as crazy as the idea itself. What would be the point?
Good question. Or maybe Carrie wasn't the mastermind. What if she was part of something bigger? Maybe she was a subject, manipulated somehow. Think about that laughter when she was arrested. Maybe it wasn't madness. Maybe it was relief or defiance against whoever was really pulling the strings.
Okay, that's darker. Carrie is a pawn in some bizarre experiment. But again, what kind of experiment involves this tech? A one-and-ending laser in 1966. That seems way beyond the plausible technology of the time, even for secret projects. What science could even point to that back then?
That's a major hurdle, absolutely. The technological aspect pushes heavily towards fabrication.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the consistency of the weird detail that keeps nagging at me.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the initial kid witness, totally dismissed. Then the escape provides corroboration. Then the police apparently find physical proof. Even if it's all made up, those narrative beats, they make the story stick in your head. It makes you ask why someone would construct such a specific, unbelievable tale.
So we're left holding this impossible file. Was Karaoke some kind of deranged genius about to destroy the world? Or maybe a victim in some twisted experiment we can't even imagine? Or is the whole thing just a really inventive piece of fiction that somehow got filed away like it was real intelligence?
And that, I think, is the core puzzle this file leaves us with. Especially considering the era. Think about it, the Cold War, the dawn of crazy technology, science fiction bleeding into reality. It forces you to wonder about influence, doesn't it? Did real, secret, maybe equally strange science back then inspire later fiction about tiny people, death rays, all that stuff? Star Wars Death Star, Honey Shrunk the Kids. Stuff came later.
Yeah. Or was it the other way around?
Exactly. Could this bizarre story, this piece of apparent fiction from the 60s, somehow be an early example of art? Influencing reality, or at least influencing the fears about reality. Maybe it's just life imitating art in a really, really weird way. Who influenced whom? That's the unsettling question, isn't it? Science inspiring fiction, or this strange fiction maybe echoing something hidden, or maybe just being purely imaginative. Hard to say.
A lot to chew on there. Definitely one of the stranger files we've looked into.